Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Welcome to another session of Maintaining Your Badassness. Ladies, so here's some red flags to watch out for and reasons to evaluate your relationship or friendship. I'm on a treadmill, so excuse me if I'm breathing too hard. If a man tells you that, and he says this out of the blue, only because you called him while he was talking to one of his ex-wives, and he lied about it. And he said, okay, call me later. And then he starts an argument to get you upset out of the blue for no reason. Because you're not upset that he's talking to his ex-wives, he says. Now, this is unprovoked. I always put my ex-wives before you. That's a clear red flag to turn around and leave. And don't look back. And get this. Both of his ex-wives were remarried to other people. Baby. If a man tells you that he's glad that he broke up with his ex-wife before she became disabled, if he says this, whew, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. That's your cue, indicator, red flag for you to run, not walk. Yeah, that remind me of some Tyler Perry movie. If a man tells you, that he can't wait to get some of your money, and he's already making a ton of money without hardly any bills, and his house is paid off, that's the indicator for you to run. If a man is always with his homegirl, sister, whoever he wants to call her at the time, and you never met her, and y'all been dating for 3 years or more, I need to say less. If a man, either you just met him, you just start talking to him, and you're entertaining other men, he's entertaining other girls, ladies, and you're just trying to figure out, you know, what direction to go in, that's nothing wrong with that. But if you find out he gives you the same present as he give her, he don't care about either one of y'all, because he put no thought into the gift. Better yet, if you're dating a guy for 2 or 3 years, and he's away in college, and you kind of know, okay, this probably isn't going anywhere, but he keeps pursuing you, coming to see you when you come home, and you're like, okay, maybe this will work. Then you find out 2 or 3 years later, he has a fiance, and on Valentine's Day, he gave you and the fiance the same exact gifts, the same exact words in a card. Ooh, child. He went no good from the start. I feel more sorry for his fiance. If a man tells you a few times after you get your hair done, you know you're looking cute, everybody say, you look cute, girl, your hair is a busted. Busted means together. And as soon as he sees you, he looks at you and turns his head. And then after a couple of minutes, he says, you look like Shanae-Nae. Or, you look like Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is a football player. Ooh, child. Talk about male insecurity. Woo. If a man tells you he's going on a trip, a boys' trip, and you say, okay, have fun. And the trip is like a couple months out, and your girlfriend, a friend, don't read into any of that extensively, your friend, who's a girl, tells you she wants to take you on a girls' trip to DR, and you're so excited, you tell him, and he's like, no, I'm canceling my trip with my boys. So I can find something for us to go to. Rethink that, because he doesn't want you to be alone with the girls, but he wants to be alone with the boys, in quotes. So he cancels his trip so you can cancel your trip and take you somewhere else, just the two of you. If a guy tells you, okay, I'll take you out for steak, what's in it for me? Can we go to my place? Pay for your own dinner and keep it moving. If a guy tells you, well, If your baby daddy tell you, I wish you would have died in that car accident you were in, because he refused to pay you back $20 that you let him borrow, even though he's another relationship, saying, oh man, deflecting because he's mad because he has to pay you back the measly $20, so he says. Why are you worrying about that measly money? Why are you asking about that measly money? Run. If a guy asks you, will you take the fall for him? Any kind of blame? Any kind of fall? Girl, run. Girl. This happened to me. Going to the Cincinnati Music Festival, right? Had no idea he had a pint or fifth, I guess, in his pocket. We were standing in line. He pulls it out and said, put this in your purse. I said, no. Put it back in your pocket. They're going to search my pockets. They're going to search my purse. I said, I would never do that for a man. Actually, I would never do it for anybody. I wouldn't even do it for myself. And he gets mad at you for the rest of the night because you won't put his liquor in your pocketbook so he can get away scot-free, but you go to jail. Leave. If you go out of town with a guy and you in a car, first of all, don't rent a car. If you can't do it, don't go. If you in a car, Hummer 3, and you drive all the way to North Carolina with him just to find out 2 days later, he goes out to the car, you're looking at him through the window because you're wondering, why does he keep going out to the car? He opens the latch where the spare tire is. Well, not, I guess it's a spare tire or a tire, just for looks. That's on the back of the truck. Goes up in the tire, gets weed out. Never see him again. Crazy. Like, you're going to put my life in jeopardy. You're going to risk me get my kids to take away because you can't be without weed for 4 or 5 days. You have to sneak it in the wheel of a tire of the car I rented. Bye. Now, these aren't just boy stories. They're men's stories. If a man tells you, actually, if you're going to cruise with a man and he manages to sneak weed past customs in the Bahamas, he's a sneaky-ass motherfucker. Leave him. And you don't find out until you're in the cabin and you smell something coming from the bathroom. You open the door and he's smoking weed. What? You asked, how did you get that in here? How do you sneak that? He's a sneaky motherfucker. Leave him ASAP. If you're on a cruise and the guy you're with falls asleep because you drank too much, probably smoked too much weed, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you change the channel, he wakes up and calls you a bitch for changing the channel and hits you in the head with the remote, countdown until you can get off that ship, touch down from that airplane, and let him go on his way. If a guy tells you, if you gain more weight, if we get married, and you get fat, I'm leaving. End the relationship right that second. But us ladies, we tend to make excuses. Oh, he was just playing, girl. Or he was having a moment. He was just angry. Angry at his ex-wife or ex. No more excuses. Heed those red flags. Sorry, I'm still walking the treadmill. Trying to kill two birds with one stone. If you can think of some more red flags, or if a guy tells you dot, 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 look him up on Facebook. I mean, all right. Look me up on Facebook, Sherry Ladd, and comment on one of my posts. Matter of fact, comment on my latest post if you're in a relationship and you look like this 6 months later. Okay, let me finish walking and I'll chat with you ladies. Until next time, take care and look out for those red flags. Be blessed.